The sound effects were by Donald MacDonald, and the reader was Chris Jackson.
Sir Simon Rattle and the London Symphony Orchestra performed two 20th century masterpieces. The thrilling Suite from the Miraculous Mandarin by Bartok, and Sibelius' groundbreaking Seventh Symphony. And they're joined by one of the world's great violinists, Leonidas Kavarkos, for a brand new violin concerto by Unsuk Chin. Join Radio 3 and BBC Sounds for an exhilarating evening with the LSO on Tuesday evening at 7:30.
And now at 7:30, our drama on three from Molière's 400th anniversary, Toby Jones, Holly Dempsey and Matthew Bainton star in Baronka O'Shaughnessy's sparkling new version of The Miser, his comedy of secrets, lies and obsessive greed. And to introduce the play, Toby Jones talks to director Emma Harding about his love of Molière.
I'm with actor Toby Jones, who plays the titular miser in the new version of Molière's play that you're about to hear. Toby, you have history with Molière as both performer and director. What is it about his work that appeals to you?
Well, I remember first reading it for what we used to call O-levels, reading The Misanthrope, and really wondering whether it was funny at all. It felt so dark, the humour, to key into the darkest impulses and instincts of the lead character. I've always really enjoyed in Molière that the person, the titular character, isn't always the person who's being mocked. It might be also the people who are sustaining and permitting a certain kind of behaviour.
You trained in Paris at the Lecoq School, which foregrounds the traditions of physical theatre and clowning. Are those traditions key to the characters like the miser?
It drew a lot from Commedia dell'arte, and in Molière's plays you see there is a debt to the Commedia dell'arte troupe, where there are central lovers surrounded by different kinds of servant, resourceful servants, stupid servants. But at the centre of it, there is what you might call the Pantalone figure, or sometimes it's the Dottore figure, the doctor or the merchant, who has a kind of mania as if it's a mask. And in a way, it's where the mask falls away that the plays become great. And we see that inside there is a man who is literally tormented by his miserliness. He may not learn, but he may be tormented by it.
And of course, Molière was an actor himself, like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Do you think you can feel that in the writing?
Yes, I mean, I think that they have a dynamism of someone who knows about entrances and exits. Here, the momentum and energy of a play that's based on rhythm and acceleration of plot, and plot as fun, and plot as a game with the audience, as much as it has serious things to say, which it does. But it's the fun that is quite apparent in it. And a version like the one we're about to hear is alert to contemporary parallels with the original. And that's the challenge with Molière, is how to find a world in which we can relate to them, so in order to understand their archetypal significance to us.
Molière's The Miser, in a version by Baronka O'Shaughnessy.
What's wrong, Elise? Is it my technique? Should I use less tongue?
No.
More tongue?
No.
Oh, no. Are you breaking up with me? You're breaking up with me. Is it because I proposed? Oh, I knew it. That's why you hesitated a second before saying yes.
I didn't hesitate. I was literally in the middle of sneezing. I said yes as soon as my sneeze finished.
So why are you breaking up with me?
I'm not. Oh.
You sighed. That. See, you are breaking up with me.
Oh, why do you keep saying that? Unless you're trying to break up with me.
What?
Are you saying I want to break up with you so you can break up with me?
No, I love you. I want to be with you forever.
I'm scared, okay? I'm feeling a lot of really big feelings.
So am I, Elise.
And when it's just us, it's amazing, but I'm scared of what happens when you know who.
Oh, Father.
Yes. How do I tell him? Oh, God.
It's okay. We'll work it out.
God, I love you.
Oh, Elise, I'm so ready. Mm-hmm. I think it's time. I've got prophylactics.
What? Oh, my God. Did you, like, propose so you could sleep with me? You can dump me after and tell all your friends I'm a slut.
How can you think that? I would literally die for you. I love you. I want to shout it from the rooftops. I love Elise.
Shh. He might hear.
Please, what can I do to prove I'm for real? I want to kiss you and touch you all the time. That's proof, isn't it? But if you don't want me to touch you, I won't. I mean, it'll kill me because all I want to do is touch.
I don't want you to not touch me, Valère.
Good. I want to touch you a lot.
I want you to touch me a lot.
Oh.
Oh. I believe you, Valère.
Yeah.
I know you love me 100%.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
From the moment you jumped in the water to save my life.
Oh, I fell in love with you right then.
And I know you've given up so much to be with me.
Yeah.
You've stopped looking for your long-lost birth parents.
Yeah.
You've given up your amazing job in sales to become my father's intern.
Because I love you so much.
But still.
No, what?
Daddy.
Oh, I'll win him over. I just have to suck up to him. I literally can't be enough of a slimy, bum-licking sycophant.
Ew, you're not overdoing it, are you? He might get suspicious.
No, honestly, the more I agree and flatter and fawn, the more he laps it up. Bit of me does die inside every day, but it's worth it to get him on side.
I can't believe he's stupid enough to think anyone actually likes and respects him.
God, I want to live in your mouth.
Oh, God, I want you to live in my mouth.
Yeah. I have to run some errands for your father.
Oh. Baby, do you think I should tell Cléante about us?
He won't start acting the protective big brother.
You've met him, right? The only thing he's protective of is his wardrobe.
Yes, I didn't know a man could own that many shades, styles and lengths of a breech.
I'll catch him on his way out. He's usually in a good mood when he's off to a card game. I don't know why he loves losing so much. Hey, Cléon. Ooh, you look very... fragrant.
Elise, help me tie my hair ribbon, will you? I can't get the bows even.
Listen, Cléon.
Elise, I've got something I need to tell you, like something major, but swear you won't tell.
What? No, of course.
Shh, not here. Walk with me away.
But I'm wearing indoor shoes.
It's fine, no one will notice.
Oh, that's true. They'll be too busy looking at your wig. It's very...
stunning, right? Real hair made from about, like, 5 humans. Weighs a ton, so I had a special scaffold made. Look, the brace is hidden under the ruffles. Clever me. Oh, come on.
Yeah, 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 sure. But listen to this. I'm in love.
You? In love?
Yeah, I in love. I know what you're going to say, sis. You'll be like, you're too young to tie yourself down, sow your wild oats.
No.
And you're right. But, oh, my God, just wait till you fall in love. It's like, I can't even explain. Not just a crush, but, like, you love them and they love you. And I'm, like, just so happy. Oh, but then I think about telling Daddy and... I totally rely on him for everything. If he cuts me off, I'm screwed, you know? Like, it's all right for you. You're a girl, so you can just marry a rich guy.
Oh, my God, you have no idea.
I know. Well, how do I tell Daddy without giving away that I'm so in love? And she's totally the one. Because you know what he's like. He'll use it against me. I've got to play it cool. How can I?
So you're actually serious about this person?
Yeah, I'm going to propose. Don't say it. Mad. I've known her for like a week. You're going to try and talk me out of it.
Why would I?
You're so straight and sensible.
Thanks.
No, that's good. In a girl. God, I can't explain. Love is this sweet, sweet power I can't fight. You don't get it, and I hope you never do, because actually, it's quite painful.
But...
Shh! Listen! This is like totally my tune. Aren't they great?
I guess.
But when you're in love, everything seems brighter and better. Even a crappy busker sounds like a top concert performer. Marianne would love this tune.
Marianne?
She moved here with her mum last week, and seriously, it was love at first sight. I know that sounds like such a cliche.
Not really.
She's perfect. Her face, her body, her mind, her body. And she's such a good person. Like her mum's sick. Like, not sick. Like, actually sick. And she looks after her. And she's so kind, it's heartbreaking. She's not full of it like other girls. She's the one.
Well, it's funny you telling me all this, because
I'm going to give these guys some money. Oh, I've left my purse at home. Have you got any coins?
Only my lucky gold sovereign.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you, kind sir.
You're welcome. I'm in love.
Oh, dear. Good luck with that.
Thing is, sis, Marianne and her mum are skint, and I'm desperate to help them out, but how can I?
No, I totally get it.
It's mortifying. I have to beg, cadge, and scrape when clearly father's loaded. Sis, please talk to Daddy.
I can, but...
Just hint at the idea I've met the love of my life, and if he shuts it down, then maybe Marianne and I'll just go off together and get by however we can.
Oh, my God, please shut up! I'm in love too. In fact, I'm engaged.
Wait, what? You're in love? Why didn't you say so? Have you told Daddy?
Tell him I've chosen my own husband. Hello? It's the 17th century. Oh, God, I miss Mummy so much.
Well, me too. But this is good, right? Like we're coming from the same place, we can go after him together.
Yeah, sure. He'll see how in love we are, and the sight of our joy will melt his cold, dead heart.
Yeah, like toads. It's win-win. Sort of.
Sniffing around my office. Hmm? Wait until I've gone so you can sneak in and rob me blind.
I'm not a burglar. I'm a legitimate professional. But how many burglars do you know who wear red trousers?
Is this your technique? If you get caught, act the buffoon who just happened to stumble through the wrong door.
I'm here to see your son, Cleon.
It's a likely story. I saw you poking about with your big nosy beak, spying on me, planning to steal my money.
Oh, no chance, pal. It's like a Swiss bank vault in here with all these locks and bolts and chains.
See? You have had a good poke around. Are you going to scuttle off to tell your nasty criminal colleagues that I keep all my cash in the house?
You keep all your cash in the house?
No, I didn't say that, you toe rag. I definitely do not.
I don't give a monkey's, really. You could give me the code to your safe right now and I wouldn't even look at...
The code to my safe? So you know I have a safe. Oh. You're not helping yourself, you twerp. Right, where's my flintlock?
Oh.
Yes, I've got a firearm and I'm well within my rights to wave it at you.
Okay, guard, I'm going.
Wait, what's that?
What do you mean?
What's up your sleeves?
Nothing.
What about in these?
In my trousers? Are you for real, mate?
What's in there?
What, nothing that isn't supposed to be. Look for yourself if you don't believe me.
I will. I know what britches are like these days. All baggy and hanging down around the bottom. There's plenty of places to hide things. What's in this pocket bit?
Nothing. Get off. That is an intimate miniature of my wife.
Ugh.
Nasty little skinflint.
Eh? What did you say?
I don't know. What did I say?
Something about a skinflint.
I said nasty little skinflint.
You're calling me a skinflint.
Am I?
You said nasty little skinflint.
Yeah, and skinflints are nasty, miserly, penny-pinching, shriveled husks of humanity.
Another word out of you, and I'll blast a big hole in your stupid red trousers.
Oh.
Wait. Is that another pocket? Turn it out.
Right. Here you go.
Why are you taking your trousers off?
Yeah, rifle through them at your leisure. I haven't stolen anything.
Why aren't you wearing underpants?
I find them very restrictive.
Ah, get out of here.
Fine. Can I have my trousers back?
No. Oh. Mine now. Goodbye.
Oh, come on. They're my best work breeches.
Tough. What a creep. God. I can see I'm going to have to move my cash. Even my safe's not safe. But where? Think, brain. These criminals know all the hiding places. They'll strip the house, find it wherever I stash it. Oh, there's no point putting 100 grand's worth of gold in a bank. They'll just let some tit-for-brains banker invest it in a chocolate teapot factory and I'll lose the lot. Maybe the garden. They can't dig up the whole garden. But a freshly dug hole looks so obvious. Oh, bloody thieves! Being wealthy is such a burden. There you go, my dearest shiny darlings. Rest up in your new bed. Daddy loves you.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, how long have you been here?
We've literally just arrived.
Right. You didn't see what I was doing.
You were digging up Mummy's grave.
No, I wasn't. I was paying my respects.
With a shovel?
No, just refreshing the planting. Thinking, it looks a bit shabby. If only I had some spare cash to lavish on a nice headstone for your mother. Obviously, I haven't, which is a shame.
Anyway, we don't want to intrude.
No, I'm glad I could clarify. In case you were thinking, why has Father not done anything about a headstone when he's got a whole case of gold coins? Because I haven't. It got a case of gold. God, I wish I did. All the things I could do if I had a little money.
Like bury Mummy in a cemetery rather than the back garden.
Plots are extortionate. You'd have to take out a loan to get one, even if you did have a caseload of gold. Which I don't.
Everyone knows that you've got plenty of money, Father.
Shh! Are you mad? You go around saying that, looking like you do. You might as well invite an armed gang into my house to stab me in the head while I sleep, in the deluded belief that I'm made of money.
Well, you are. Wait, what do you mean, looking like I do?
Is there anything more tragic than a young man trussed up in designer fripperies? Look at those sprayed-on trousers. Obscene. I can see what you had for breakfast. And this hairy tower on your head. What is that?
It's a periwig, Father, like 100% child's hair. And it's perfumed with Aqua Admirabilis. Here, have a smell.
You smell like a prostitute.
Father!
Why are you shocked? You shouldn't know what a prostitute is.
Well, I don't.
No. All that overpriced schmutter and wig and those big mincy shoes. You could have saved what you spent at 8% interest and come out a richer, wiser man.
Listen, we both have something to tell you.
Good. I've got something to tell you too. It's about marriage.
Really?
Why do you both look like that? Like someone just wafted something brown and unpleasant under your nose. Does the word marriage fill you with dread?
What fills us with dread is... Oh, God.
What if we don't entirely love the choice you make?
Oh, come on, get a grip. I'm your father. I know what's best for both of you. Now, do you know a young person moved to our area recently? Miss Marianne.
Yes. Yes. She's perfect.
I mean, her face?
She's perfect.
Her personality?
She's perfect.
What do people think about her?
She's perfect.
Thing is, bit of a drawback, she's not tremendously well off.
Wealth really doesn't matter when you know you're marrying someone, so... Perfect.
You're right. I'm sure that she'll more than make up for her lack of money with other things, eh, son? So, you're all for her?
Yes.
I must say, I am very pleased to hear that. This Marianne's a good catch, which is why I've decided to marry her.
What?
What?
You're going to...
Marry Marianne?
You?
Yes, I. Me. Provided she can come up with some sort of dowry.
Oh, God. I'm going to have another lantern.
What's wrong with him? Was he up all night carousing with actors again? Bloody waste of space. He's lucky I've found him a wife at all.
Oh? Who are you pairing him off with?
A wealthy widow looking for a companion slash carer.
How old is she?
Just shy of 70-ish, but doesn't look a day over 68. What she lacks in age and pleasantness, she more than makes up for in liquid assets.
Jesus.
Don't look so glum. I found you someone, too. A certain Mr. Anselm. Lovely chap. The teeth he has are his own. His comb-over really suits him. Mainly, he's a big cheese in the beaver trade. No need to thank me.
No. With all due respect, Papa, no thank you.
Well, with all due respect, child, yes please, because you're marrying him.
And with even more due respect, absolutely no way.
Dueful respectings aside, yes bloody way. The deal's done, end on.
And with ultimate humble respect due, over my dead body.
Fine. You'll have to hurry up and chop yourself quick, though, as the wedding's tonight.
Tonight?! I won't marry him. I'd rather run away and live destitute, rummaging through bins.
And bring shame on my household. Put my business interests at risk.
Oh, of course. All you care about is your precious bank balance.
Look after the pounds and the people will take care of themselves. I suppose you've got some girly notion that you have to love a husband. Well, you'll soon tire of poetry and kissing when you're having to swill out your own chamber pots.
I'd rather get a job than marry some grim old Mr. Anselm.
You're deluded. Literally, anybody you ask would agree that he's an excellent match.
Literally nobody would ever think that.
Literally anybody and everybody with a scrap of common sense.
Well, ask who you like.
I will. Come on.
Who are we asking?
First person we see. Ah, there. Valère. Let's ask him.
Yes, let's.
I don't know why you're looking so smug. He's my servant. He's going to agree with me.
We'll see, shall we? Whatever he says, I'll do it.
Really? Then you'd better get your wedding dress ready, Mrs. Anselm.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. Miss, I was just polishing the silver, though I can't seem to get it very shiny.
That's because it's made of wood. Daddy thinks nice cutlery's a waste.
Be quiet. Valère, we've chosen you to decide who's right, my daughter or I.
It's bound to be you, sir.
Well, it's a good answer, but maybe wait for the question?
I don't need to. How could you be anything but right, sir?
God, he's good, isn't he?
Just ask him.
So, I've found my daughter a husband. She's to marry him tonight, but the pea-brained little ingrate refuses to listen to...
I'm a pea-brain! Because I think marriage should be a sweet pledge of honour, tranquility and joy.
Yes. What do you say, Valère?
What do I say?
Yeah. What do you say, Valère?
Right. I say that I'm on the whole of your opinion, sir.
Mm.
And you can't not be right. But perhaps... She's not entirely wrong, either.
Wait, what?
Nothing, except Miss Elise might say that tonight's a bit soon and she ought to have at least a little while.
I can't let him get away. He's agreed to take her without a dowry.
Without a dowry?
Without a dowry?
Without a dowry.
Oh, that's... Well, that's quite a compelling reason.
Without a dowry?
Yes. I mean, though, you could argue that the happiness or misery of a person's whole life depends on who they marry.
Without a dowry.
Mm. And that is very convincing a factor, though, of course, as a father, you'll want to be known for setting a much higher value on the happiness
what
of your
that?
Daughter than just...
Did you hear that? Hmm? Someone's in the garden. That bloody trouserless sneak must have climbed over the wall.
Can't hear anything.
Where's Jacques? Jacques! Jacques! Perimeter breach! Oh, forget it. I'll go myself. Stay here with Elise, Valère. Talk some sense into her feeble brain. I know someone's there. I have a firearm.
Oh, my God, Valère. Whose side are you on?
Sorry, I have to stay in character or he might rumble my room.
Oh, so what? Grow a pair, Valère.
It's all part of the strategy. Softly, softly, catchy daddy. I'll get him on side, I swear. Just wait.
I can't. I've got, like, 5 hours before he marries me off. Ugh. Do you even care?
Of course. I'm dying inside. The idea of you with some other guy, even if he is taking you on without a dowry, which is quite generous.
Valère!
Sorry. We'll have to find some delay tactic. You could feign an illness.
If Daddy thinks I'm really ill, he'll bring the marriage forward in case I cark it before the contract's signed and he has to pay for my funeral.
Fair point. Well then, our only recourse is to run away.
False alarm. It was just a family of badgers. I'll have them gassed.
I was just saying to Miss Elise she should accept anybody she's given.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen sense, daughter? Well, clearly not, or you wouldn't have that big sulking pout sticking out of your face. I haven't got time for this. I have a very important meeting with my broker, Valère. Make sure she doesn't do anything stupid.
I will be her constant shadow and endeavour to convince the young lady that money is more precious than anything else in the world.
All right, Valère.
See, this is why I employ a lickspittle sycophant.
Not strictly employ, sir. I'm an unpaid intern, but...
Even better. Elise, get some rouge on that sour face and give your frock a wipe. It's your wedding day.
Oh, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich man's world.
Psst. Over here. Cléante.
Oh, hi, Le Flash. Why are you hiding by the bins with no pants on? Your dad basically stole my best red trousers and accused me of being a thief.
Well, you are a broker, Flashy. Not far off.
Oh, ha-ha. Mate, why is there water coming out of your eyes?
Oh, Flashers, I'm doomed. He's going to marry my Marianne.
Who is?
My father.
Ah, is that legal?
The Paz. It's like the universe is conspiring against me.
Oh, your girl won't go for him, will she?
Dude, Daddy's minted. What can I offer? I'm skint. Brassic. I need that loan, like, yesterday.
And I really need a pair of breeches. Oh, right, well, here, have mine. Well,
then you'll have none.
No, I always carry a spare pair.
Oh, I can't bear to have so much of a spot of wine on my leg.
Oh, thanks, mate. Very nice. Blimey, they're tight. I don't know if I can squeeze the old nuts and bolts in.
Oh,
oh God. Going in. Oh, and hand the other. Oh. Phew. Okay, about your loan.
You spoke to the lender?
I spoke to the lender's broker.
I thought you were the broker.
I'm the borrower's broker.
And let me guess, all the brokers take a cut and it all comes out of my pocket.
C'est la vie, pal. But this other broker, Madame Simon, she's a good sort.
So has she got me the 15 grand?
Yeah, but it comes with strings very much attaché-aid. Have a butcher's of the contract.
A bloody, bloody blah. The lender, not to burden his conscience with the least scruple, does not wish to lend his money at more than 5.5%. Oh, wow. 5.5%. Well, that's decent.
Yeah. Read on, pal.
Oh, it's exhausting. But as the said lender has not in hand the sum required, he is himself obliged to borrow from another at the rate of 20%. It is but right that the said first borrower shall pay this interest. Or what's he saying?
25%.
Mate, God, that's like nearly, what, half or something?
A quarter. There's more. At the bottom?
Well, I can't read it. Why is it printed so small?
It's small print. Here.
Of the 15,000, the lender will only be able to count down 12,000 cash. Instead of the remaining 3,000, the borrower will have to take the chattels, clothing and jewels contained in the following catalogue.
What?
So basically, he's going to part pay you in some stuff.
What stuff?
Okay, firstly, a dark wood four-poster bed, 6 chairs and a bedspread to match, all in very good condition.
What am I supposed to do with a load of hungy-fungy old furniture?
Tapestry hangings representing the loves of Gombo and Marseille.
Who the bloody bollock are they?
Not a clue. A Bologna lute with nearly all the strings. A stuffed lizard with hooks for hanging on a wall or ceiling.
Who is this horrible shark?
So I'll tell him where to stick it?
Yes.
Good.
No! He's got me over a barrel. I'm desperate. This is all Daddy's fault. I'll be sorted once the old miser pops his clogs. I know that's harsh, but...
No, I get it. He's such a rancid Scrooge. I'm thinking I ought to break into his office and bust open his safe and bloody well rip off his gold. Not even for the gold, but just to teach that shithouse a lesson. No offense.
Oh, none taken. It's not in the safe, though, FYI. He's buried it in the garden by Mum's grave. I know, right? It's so grim. God, I feel sick. This is the most nightmarish day of my life.
Oh, mate, you don't look too clever. Come and sit down on the bench.
Oh, thank you, but I can't. It's these britches. The damask is no give. I'll just have to have a little bean.
Money, money, money. Must be funny.
So you think this young fellow's good for it?
Oh, yes, Mr. Opical.
Well, hang on. Shush there. I'm trying to have an important conversation. Do you have to make that noise out here on the street?
Yes, sir. We're street entertainers.
Well, I'm not entertained. What are you caterwauling about?
Money, sir.
I take it back. Do you know any other songs about money?
Yes, sir. At least 3.
Oh, good. I'm having a small wedding party tonight. You could entertain. I don't expect you want paying.
No, sir. We musicians perform for the love of music alone.
Ah.
Even if we have to starve, we wouldn't dream of expecting to be paid the industry minimum. And even if we did, someone would sure enough come and do it for less.
Good. Well, my house is just here. 8 p.m.
Thank you, sir.
Where were we, Madame Seymour?
Well, as I was saying, the borrower needs the cash badly at any cost, and he'll agree to all your conditions.
Really? Oh, what an idiot. Do you know him or his family?
Not personally, but he comes to me via an old colleague who's a bit of a burk, but pretty honest, even for a broker. He's assured me that the borrower's from a wealthy family. He's already lost his mother, and he'll give you his word if you insist on it. But his father will die before 8 months are up and leave him a mint.
Wow, that's very decent of the old man.
Yeah, but... Oh, here's my colleague now. You can ask him. Fleshy! Oi! Nice trousers!
LaFlesh, there's a woman waving at you. That's Madame Simon, the lender's broker I was telling you about. Hi! Okay, why is the lender's broker with my father? Oh, God.
Hello, LaFlesh. What are you doing here? Is this your client, the young man in need of 15?
Tell me Arpagon's not the lender.
What is this, Madame Seymour?
Mr. Arpagon. These are the gents we were just talking about.
What?
God. Madame Seymour, this is our cue to leave.
What? Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
LaFlesh! Cléant! You irresponsible little tit. I cannot believe you're the moron willing to get himself in such ridiculous hock.
Yeah, well, you're the shameless hustler trying to utterly shaft me.
How can you bear to be so desperate?
How can you bear to be so self-serving?
You could talk, Mr. Moral High Ground. 8 months? You give me 8 months?
Just wishful thinking, Father.
You wonder why I prefer money to humans, half-wit. I'm going to go and count my cash.
Fine. See if I care.
Laid off from work, my rent is due. Clothes, I'll need brand new shoes.
Not now, please.
Ow! Why's the universe got it in for me? It's so unfair.
Hello, young sir. Do you know is this the house of the gentleman Arpagon?
There is a person of that name in there. Not sure if I'd call him a gentleman.
I'm hoping to offer him my most honest services.
Ew.
What sort of services are we talking about here?
Let's say my business is knowing the business of others, therewith to engender the meeting of souls and hastening of unions. And for that, I only expect the appropriate fee.
Right, yeah, well, whatever. But he's the least humane human ever. I've met pigeons with more humanity.
Don't worry, lad. I know my way around his kind. Tap into their affections, flatter their vanity, press their weak points, and their putty in my hands.
Yeah, well, whatever. Just don't expect to be paid. He's like a total tight ass.
Hello, this is I, Madame Francine.
Hello, welcome.
Wait. Absolutely no entry.
Goodness, what a lot of locks.
What's it to you? What do you want, Rosine?
Goodness, how well you look. Aren't you the very picture of health?
Am I?
I've never seen a buffer fitter fella.
Really?
I've seen 25-year-olds who look tireder than you.
I turned 60 this year.
You know what they say? 60's the very flower of manhood, the threshold of the prime of life.
I haven't heard that, but yes, well, it's true in my case.
You're peaking, sir, with that physique. You have a good 40-plus years to go.
You really think so?
Oh, yes.
I always knew I was naturally in good shape. I've never had to exercise, and my stools have always been firm. But this is... well, this is good news.
Especially when you know who's concerned.
Miss Marianne, my intended. Have you fixed it?
Need you ask? I told Miss Marianne and her mother you've been admiring the young lady from her window.
What did the mother say?
She received your proposal with great joy.
She did? Well, then tell her Marianne's invited tonight to attend my daughter's wedding to Mr. Anselm. I'm obliged to give him some kind of dinner.
A wedding feast? Wonderful! A perfect opportunity to impress Marianne with your hospitality.
Let's not get carried away, Frosine. There'll be a simple supper only for intimate members of my house. Wedding feast makes it sound like creaking tables laden with a glut of food devoured by grasping guests who only come to drink the free booze and ogle each other's partners.
Oh, right.
And always some poor sap of a father forking out for it all. Why do they bother?
I don't know. For fun? To show the world how much they value their daughters?
I like her well enough. I don't need to bankrupt myself to prove it. Now, did you speak to Marianne's mother about a dowry? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It's her duty to dig deep. A girl can't marry without bringing something with.
Of course, sir. I assure you, Marianne will bring you a clear 17 grand a year.
17,000?
Yes, I mean, she's been brought up to be very frugal, so her tastes are simple. She's lactose intolerant and a vegetarian, so you're basically looking at a plant-based diet, which saves at least 3 fowl a year in meats and cheeses. She's teetotal, never goes out, and would much rather read a book than shell out for theatre trips or concerts, which could easily burn through about 5 grand a year. Plus, she's not into fashion. It's all about the circular economy with kids like her, so she only wears second hand.
Ah.
And she's naturally very dewy. Doesn't even own a moisturiser. Some girls spend about 6 grand a year on that cosmetic tat. She's not keen on travel, and some people spend about 3 grand on hotels and souvenirs. With that, and the 16 clothes and makeup, plus 5 for the not going out, comes to 14,000, and 3,000 for the no food. That makes 17,000.
You can't make a dowry out of all the expenses a bride might not incur in her life.
Why not? It's like futures trading. Make the deal now, a price you can enjoy later. Besides, the mother mentioned some property of which you would be master.
Oh, OK. Look into that.
It's a match made in heaven.
You're sure, Frosine, she's not one of these young women who care about looks or age I mean, yes, I'm pretty fit, but there is an undeniable age gap.
Barely.
40 years.
Well, luckily her mother tells me Marianne can't stand young men.
Really?
Something about virile youth bursting with all that thrusting testosterone. Ooh, it makes her cringe. She's into old guys. It's one of her things. She loves grey hair and a nutty, speckled old weathered face. She loves the stoop of a creaky shoulder, the charming way the soft skin ripples down and over an old man's knee.
Right. So she's got a geriatric fetish. Is that a bit weird?
No. I totally get it. I'm the same. I never liked young guys.
No. Well, they are annoying. I don't think I'd be into young guys if I were a girl.
Who wants the sexual tornado relentlessly whipping them up into a frenzy with his libidinous prowess?
No one.
Most uninspiring compared to you. Your face. Sir, an artist would pay to paint it. And your posture. If I saw you from behind, I'd say, who's that 20-year-old hot stuff jogging along in front of me?
Yes, I am very healthy. I mean, I do have the odd coughing fit.
Coughing can be quite sexy.
And I can never be further than a metre from a toilet.
Who can, really, if they're honest?
Yes, it's all very reassuring.
An absolute pleasure, sir, for you. Anything, and I'm sure you'll be happy enough to help me out with a small matter I know you're expert in. You see, I'm involved in a lawsuit, and I'm in danger of losing, for want of
money.
For you, sir, the amount would be a mere bagatelle. I would deeply appreciate any assistance, and you cannot imagine how happy Marianne will be to see you. Yes, she'll be dazzled by you and that stylish vintage suit you like to wear.
Really? But this is all excellent. I was telling my son only earlier how absurd it is trying to keep up with fashion.
Yes. So this lawsuit, sir, it's very important to me. Well, if I lose this case, I'm ruined. I just need a paltry little sum to pay for a lawyer, and then I can stand it with a chance.
Excellent, Frosine. Well, I can't thank you enough.
Well, you could thank me by just... Yeah,
don't forget, my carriage is at your disposal to bring Miss Marianne to the wedding party. We'll eat early so people don't get drunk and stay too long.
Please, sir. Well, I do so hate...
Yes, well, best don't ask, then. A bientôt. Here's the door.
Stingy.
Gather round, everyone. Are we all here?
Yes.
Present and correct.
We've all got plenty to do. Mainly you. Just you, Jack. In preparation for the wedding, I want the place spotless. But don't rub the furniture too hard or you'll wear it out.
Right you are, sir.
Also, I want you in charge of the wine, but don't be going around offering it up. Wait till the guests have asked at least 5 times.
Very wise, sir. Will you want me to dress accordingly?
What do you mean?
I mean, I only have this greasy old doublet. It's not very becoming for a sommelier. I have tried to wash it, but cod liver oil stubborn stuff. I spilled it when I was spooning it into me dying wife.
Just put an apron on. Actually, no. A fishy doublet's good. It'll put people off asking for anything.
I do fear the big hole in me breeches bottom might startle the ladies. As you see.
Just stand against the wall and only face the ladies front on. Now, everyone else, Elise.
Yes, Father.
I want you to give a very warm welcome to my lady love, Marianne. Prepare a poem or a song or whatever young women are into.
Yes, Father.
Good. Glad to see you're not pouting anymore. You too, Cléant. Yes, I have forgiven you for this morning's debacle.
Disappointing though it was to discover the true depths of dissoluteness that my own son has sunk to. No need to thank me. I say, no need to thank me.
Thank you, Father.
Good, good. Yes, and Jack, where's that bloody buffoon gone? Jack! Oh, why is he going into the kitchen? Oh, come on, Valère.
Very good, sir.
You can help me get dressed later. I thought I might wear a pair of jolly red trousers I acquired this morning.
Lovely. If you don't mind my saying, you're going to look gorgeous.
Don't overdo it, Valère.
Quiet in here. I want to speak to the cook.
Oh, that'd be me, sir.
You, Jack? Since when?
Since the cook left and you said I had to find one who'd work longer hours for less.
And?
I could only find one man who'd accept those terms, sir, and that was me.
Oh, that would explain why our food has been inedible of late. Right, so, Jack, cook, or whatever.
Sir.
I'm giving a supper tonight. Can you actually prepare a good supper?
Oh, yes. I can make a cracking coq au vin with all the trimmings. Mm. Julienne carrots, dauphinoise spuds and a cabbage roumelade. If you want, I can rustle up some vol-au-vents. I'm a dab hand with a puff.
So why have you always been serving us such swill?
Well, it's just I can't really afford to buy any coqs or vin or creme.
Oh, come on. Why is it always about money? I can't do this, I can't do that. I haven't enough money. Money, money, money. Meh, meh, meh. What's the mother of invention? Is it money? No. Valère, tell him. What is the mother of invention?
Necessity?
Necessity. Necessity, yes. Tell him.
A good supper for no money? How exactly is that possible?
Use your imagination.
Maybe if you're such an expert, you'd like to do the cooking? How dare you!
It's not my job. Apparently, it's yours.
I do hope you're not going to let me down, Jack.
I suppose I could sell me daughter's hair. Hmm. That could pay for a couple of broilers. Mimi, fetch the shears!
Okay.
How many will there be at your table?
12, but calculate for 8 and keep the portions small.
Right. So that's 8 times 4 vol-au-vents, and I suppose they'll expect an amuse-bouche each. I could do soup. Huh? 4 terrines should cover...
Christ, Jack, we're not a restaurant. Tell him, Valère.
No, you don't want people overeating and then further down the line trying to sue our master for their diabetes or morbid obesity because his cook got them used to fine dining.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yes, you're doing your guests a favour by serving them the bare minimum. Maybe a few pulses and a tossed salad. As they say, we must eat to live, not live to eat.
I like that. I want that engraved on my...
Tombstone?
Mantelpiece, in the dining room. There's a sort of memento mori, but for food. What would you call that?
Memento no mori, you've had enough.
Yes. Maybe you should take care of the supper, Valère.
Oh,
yeah, fine by me. Go for it. Hey, you can put the shears down, child. Oh, she's already chopped half off. Never mind. That'll buy me a new pair of breeches.
Where are you going now, Jack? I need you to clean my carriage.
Carriage, sir?
Yes, and have the horses ready to pick up Miss Marianne.
It's been a year since we've had horses, sir.
What? Did you know this, Valère?
I'd no idea there was ever a horse on the premises.
Cos there isn't. Not since me dear wife died. It was her used to take them oats from her own porridge and straw from her own mattress when the poor airy fellas only had cobbles for comfort.
But don't let that stop you preparing the carriage.
What will I do with a carriage without horses to pull it?
Well, I'm sure you'll think of something. If not, Valère's very clever.
Oh, yeah, he's a proper genius.
You're too kind.
So what do you suggest, your cleverness?
I don't know. You're a stout-looking chap, and you've always got a long face. Maybe you should pull the carriage.
It's an idea. Oh, Jack looks like he might cry. He's only teasing, aren't you, Valère?
Would Miss Marianne be satisfied with a sedan chair?
But a sedan chair has two ends to be carried, front and back.
But you have two arms, don't you? How did you put it, sir? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, very good. What would I do without you, cher Valère?
Sir, I can't bear it. This man, this so-called steward you've taken on, you think all this flattery and kowtowing's bona fide? He's putting it on.
Oh.
He's like all the rest. Oh, sir, if you could only hear what they say about you.
What? What do they say about me?
No, I can't. You'll only get angry. You'll shoot the messenger. I shouldn't have let on.
Well, you have now. I'd love to hear what people say about me.
All right. But remember, sir, I'd laid down my life for you, really. And this is absolutely not what I think, but the fact is, well, you're a laughingstock.
Oh?
I get ribbed everywhere I go because I work for you. People call me a mug.
Ooh.
They tell stories about your legendary, how can I put it, your stinginess, sir.
My?
Their word, not mine. They say you always fall out with servants and tradespeople the day before payday so you can sack them without paying. They say you sued your neighbour's cat for eating a leftover pork chop you'd been saving. And that you take nuts and seeds from bird feeders for your breakfast. I mean, I could go on. And people never say your name without some adjunct like miser, stinge, tight fist, tight wad, skin flint, mean tits.
Shut up!
Oh,
shut up! No! You bloody... How dare you! You great fat booby!
Oh, no, it's not what I think, sir. Please! I'm your most devoted servant.
Yeah, some bloody devotion. Get that bloody sedan ready. I'm going to shave my head.
Oh, no.
What did you tell him that for?
You! What are you laughing at? It's none of your beeswax. You think you're top of the pops now. Wait till it's your ear hole that's getting clipped around.
Oh, come on, Jack. No hard feelings.
Don't you Jack me. You don't know me, Mr. Valère. You think you're the boss of me, do you?
All right, steady on. Don't poke me.
Why
please.
Not? Maybe I want to poke you.
Ow! Ow!
Maybe I want to have a little laugh at your expense.
Jack, put the poker down now.
What if I don't want to put it down, other than over your head?
Give me that, you burk.
It's my poker. Get off. No! Oh, no, give me my poker back.
Ha, see how you like being poked. Take that.
Ow! You got me right to me barking spider.
Don't cross me, Jack. I may look like a gentle member of the bourgeoisie, but I was raised by pirates. I can tie 13 types of knot and eviscerate a dolphin with one fist, understand? I'll take that as a yes. Really, Jack. Your loyalty is admirable, but a little misplaced.
I hate you, show off. Here you go, Mom, and Miss Mom. Master Harpagon's domain.
I mean, is this a joke? Send in a glorified wheelbarrow to collect us.
Sorry, Miss Mom. Only the horse is starved to death, so the master asked me to step in. Only I can only manage a sedan.
A sedan needs two men?
We only have the one man, and that's me.
Sorry about this, Marianne. Normally Master Arpington has a full staff. I imagine they're off sick or on their ollibobs. Go on, then. Send a footman to tell the master that we're here.
I am the footman, Mom.
Then send yourself.
Yes, Mom.
God, Francine, I don't know if I can do this.
Do what, love?
See him. Flirt with him. The old man. Oh, it's like being invited to inspect the instruments of torture that are about to be used on your softest parts.
Is this because of that lovely young man you told me about?
Yes. Oh, Francine, I can't pretend I don't think about him every second of every day since we first met a week ago. His visits to our house are the highlight of my life.
But do you even know who he is?
Not really. All I know is that he was made to be loved, and if I had any say in my own love's destiny, I'd rather marry him than any other. Least of all this crusty husband that's being forced on me. Life's so unfair.
Listen, pretty boys are fun. But if they're penniless, as they often are, you'll be doomed to a lifetime of workhouses and begging and, well, worse. Honestly, you're better off marrying a rich old man. It might be a bit torturous, you know, putting up with the demands of a physically repulsive man with neither charm nor humour to make up for his withered body and foul breath. But keep your eyes on the prize, pet. When the old duffer pops his clogs, you can pick yourself a much more pleasant husband. Or even better, no husband at all.
Oh, God. Is that him? He's horrific.
Here I am. Oh, fair Marianne. What? Are you ill? Is she ill?
The sedan ride very bumpy.
Oh, well, I'll have the footman fired immediately. Actually, I don't know if I can, as I don't technically pay him. But let me look at this beauty. Don't be offended, dear Marianne, if I come to you with my glasses on. I know that your beauty is great enough to be seen with the naked eye, but I want to appreciate every pore of your perfect miniature face and features. Oh, you're like a tiny doll. A porcelain doll. Oh. Francine, why has my pretty doll turned her back on me?
Young girls are always shy around impressive men.
Yes. I've noticed a lot of women look sick and scurry away as I approach. Well, must be that. Miss Marianne, there's nothing to fear, my pretty darling. I know what will cheer you up. My collection of pendulum clocks. Do come through to my parlour.
Jesus.
We'd love to.
Through here. Never mind the hole in the floorboards.
Look at the way he waddles. And those awful baggy red trousers.
Eyes on the prize, Miss Marianne. Eyes on the prize.
He's not even wearing a wig.
At least he shaved his head for you.
Is that why it's covered in bleeding scabs? Oh,
what are you saying, my dove?
Nothing. She was just admiring your lovely, calves.
Oh, you naughty thing. Are you looking at my legs? I put on my other pair of stockings just for you as a special treat.
Oh, God, I can't do this. Where's the exit?
Where are you going, my love?
Nowhere. She just stumbled, didn't you, dear? Think of your poor mother. Think of her shivering in the damp little house this winter with fuel prices soaring. You won't be able to afford a stick of kindling. You're doing this for her.
Yes, do watch your step. It is a little dark in the hall. I've never seen the point of burning endless costly candles when one can just feel one's way along a wall. Here's the parlour. No. That's the cesspit.
Christ, help me.
Looking so crazy, your love's got me looking, got me looking so crazy, your love.
And this piece I bought from a blind man for 12 francs, knowing full well it would fetch 1,000 at auction. But it's such a fine example of a Solomon Costa, I kept it. You see the pendulum suspension point? You're scowling, Miss Marianne. You don't like clocks?
It would hurt her face to keep smiling, sir, because she's so happy.
I'll call for my son and daughter. Perhaps they'll set you at ease. Elise! Cléante! Marianne is here.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Hello.
Ah, Elise. Look, here's Marianne.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you okay?
No.
Make her feel welcome, then.
Right. I like your dress.
Thanks. I made it from a curtain.
Wonderful. You could learn from Miss Marianne's thrift, Elise.
Yes, Father.
Oh, and here's my son. Late as ever.
Hello.
Oh, my God!
What is it? Why are you hiding behind the sofa?
It's him. The young man. The one. The one.
The one you want to marry. I thought you said he was hot.
He is.
He looks like a clown.
Ladies, why are you huddling behind the chaise longue?
Nothing. Marianne just dropped a coin.
Did she? Oh, no. Where? I'm so sorry for your loss. Let me help you. Look. I am impressed, miss. You obviously know how to look after the pennies. Only my children were so prudent. Oh, I can't see it. Come. Let's get you off your knees. Jacques will scour the floor later and duly return your coin. Fear not. And now, here is my son, Cléante.
Miss Marianne. Sorry, this is so horrible.
Your his son?
Yes. when Dad told us of his decision to bring you into our... To present you as his bride-to-be, I was really, really bloody shocked, to be honest.
And,
I wish I could welcome you warmly into this family, but the fact is, this is a nightmare. I don't want you to be my stepmother. I think it would be totally weird and not in a good way. Sorry, miss, but you're not welcome, and I don't want you to marry my dad.
Cléante! Don't listen to him. He's just playing silly buggers to wind me up.
Actually, I'm just being emotionally honest.
No one wants to hear it. Least of all, Miss Marianne. You're not too old to be put over my knee. Miss Marianne, shall we take a stroll around the garden before dinner? You can survey the domain of which you'll soon be mistress. It's a good 3 acres, including the paddock. The neighbours had to sell up to pay for their children's coffins. I got it for a song.
Go.
Lovely spread. Thank you.
Yes, I took the liberty of ordering a few tidbits from the traiteur for Miss Marianne. Beluga bellinis, a case of Dom Perignon, and a hot chocolate fountain. I put them all on your account, Daddy.
Holy mother! Lay off the foie gras, Frosine. You're troweling it on like a farmhand.
Ooh, more caviar, anyone?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Get a bear, Polly. Get a bear, Polly.
How did all these bloody monkeys and parrots get into the orangery?
It seems you can get anything for the right price. Oh. That's a rare brown howler. Last of its kind. I thought Miss Marianne might find it entertaining.
Not today, nor ever again. Till I die.
Oh. Knock, knock. Excuse me, Mr. Harpagon. Oh, is that a brown howler?
What?
I haven't seen one of those since I was a lad. I actually grew up on a pirate ship, and we say...
Shut up. What do you want, Valère?
Someone here to see you, sir.
Well, tell him I'm busy with this fair lady.
He says he has some money for him.
What? Quick, everyone, out of my way. Elise! Come on,
Valère. Quick. God, yeah. He is the worst.
Oh, my love.
Look, Cléante, so what are you doing? You must see us.
Oh, don't worry, I know everything. It's awful, but I'm going through the same.
I feel like I'm about to serve a life sentence.
Me too. More like a death sentence.
Oh, Marianne, I'm in hell.
You? You're not being condemned to share a bed with Harpagon.
You were.
You can't. You have to do something.
Me? What?
I mean, we could consummate our love. My father won't want to marry you if you're spoiled, you know.
Wow. Have you any idea what people would say?
She'd be totally slut-shamed. Social suicide, Mom Frere.
Must be another way.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Great. Say hello to your new stepmother.
Children, this is terrible. Why didn't you all tell me this before? I could have used my powers of persuasion to steer matters your way.
So use them now.
It is all your fault at the end of the day.
I was just doing my job. God. Maybe Miss Marianne's mother might be persuaded to let her marry the son rather than the father. But what to do about that father? I mean, your father's your father.
Worst luck.
Unless we hook him up with a better option. No offence, miss. I could say I found a lady of rank. We could hire some out-of-work actor to play her.
Where will we find one of those?
Most taverns and brothels. I can persuade your father that she's a rich woman, deeply in love with him. He'll be so distracted, he'll let you marry Cléance.
Right. Well, that's a plan, at least.
Leave it to me. I'm good at this. I'll just take this ham. Shame to let it go to waste. Oh, and the tureen. Oh, maybe a few scoops from the chocolate fountain.
Just go, go.
Yes.
Oh, God, please let it work. I can't marry that disgusting, gross old man. Sorry, I know he's your dad and hopefully my future father-in-law, but I...
No, I mean, we completely get it. He is absolutely disgusting. I love you so much, Marianne. Kiss me. Gosh, I love your eyes and mouth and head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Ew! Get a room, guys, yeah? Hello, I am here.
Not interrupting, am I?
Miss Marianne had something in her mouth. Her teeth.
Yes, a twig. No, a sprig of thyme from the top. Tureen, I think.
Yes. Oh, no, look, I've got it. Yes, that's time. Big old spring.
How was your business matter, Father?
Since when has my business been any of your business, daughter? Cléante, can I have a word?
A word? What about?
Excuse us, Marianne. Perhaps you and Elise would like to listen to some music?
Oh, what a fun band, Father. Where did you find them?
On the street.
The poor things look starving. Shall we give them a refreshment?
No, we won't. Come on, Cléante.
Yeah, you know, I might just stay and listen to the band, you know.
Out! Now!
I've been laid off from work. My rent is due.
Oh, Christ, did your father see us?
What do you think? Cléante's tongue was halfway down your esophagus.
Oh, God.
He said so.
What is it you wanted to chat about?
I just wanted to ask, man to man, what you really think of this Marianne?
Nothing. I mean, no, she's a bit dull. I mean, actually quite thick and not much to look at. A bit scrawny. I'm not trying to put you off or anything. I mean, I'm not bothered either way who you marry, but...
Well, you looked quite friendly just now, though.
Yeah, I was just filling in while you were away.
So you're not into her?
Me?
Shame. Just something occurred to me. Seeing her with you youngsters. Maybe I'm too old. It's a bit creepy, isn't it, for me to marry someone so young? But I've promised her mother a match, so I thought if only you didn't find her so unappealing, you could marry her.
Me? What? So, I mean, it's true, she's not my type, but if it would make you happy, I could force myself to get over that, if that's what you...
Oh, no, not just to make me happier. I wouldn't do that to you.
I mean, I could try really hard to make myself love her. She's not hideous.
No. You can't fake it forever. She'll notice if you never touch her. You know what women are like. Very voracious. Especially the mousy ones. Yes, if you'd had some feelings for her, you could have married her instead of me. But as it is, I'll have to marry her myself.
No. Actually, okay. Deep breath. I might as well come clean, Daddy. The fact is, I do love her. I fell in love with Marianne the moment I saw her. The day that she moved to the city, and I was about to ask you if...
Oh, right. Right. Have you told her you love her? You want to get married?
Yes. And I did mention it to her mother.
Well, what did she say?
She wasn't against the idea. This is such a relief, honestly. I thought you'd flip.
It's all easily resolved.
Yes.
You'll just have to forget her.
What?
She's my wife. You can have the one I've chosen for you.
Oh, my God, you knew. You were playing me, you bloody...
Usurper, you think you could steal my wife?
I saw her first. I'll fight you.
Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, you little
shit. Get off me, you git.
Aye, 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 aye. What are you doing? Break it up. Mr. Clay, I'll cut it out, sir.
Get him off me.
Sir, please.
He started it. Hold him down.
Right. That's it, both of you. With all due respect, sirs, I'm going to sit on you until you stop.
Ow! Get off your fat butt!
I'm sorry, no. I'm going to keep sitting on you till you tell me what's going on and we work it out. That is what I do with my children and it works every time.
You're crushing me.
It's for your own good, sir. Now, what's all this about?
It's Marianne.
I love her,
and she loves me.
She loves me.
Just, gentlemen, please. Okay, no, I say I'm going to have to gag you. Oh, sorry to do this, but I only have my socks to hand. Right now, I'm going to take the socks out of your mouths one at a time so you can both get it off your chests and I can be the judge, okay? Actually, I'll just pop these corks in your ears so you can speak as plainly as you like without anybody here. Don't struggle. You'll just make it worse. Right. Cleont is corked. You go first, sir.
Mate, it's absurd. You bloody moron.
Just tell me what's going on, sir.
This little creep has decided he loves my fiancé.
Well, that's bang out of order.
Exactly. Now, what decent son wouldn't put his father's feelings first?
OK, well put. Let's see what the lad says. I'll just pop your sock and corks back in and uncork Mr. Cleon.
No, don't even think about
them. Ew! This is horrible, Jack. When did you last wash your stocking?
Never, sir. Washing wears out the fabric. Oh. Come on, speak your mind, Mr. Cleon.
Marianne loves me, but my father doesn't care what she feels.
Well, that's not right.
What does a man of his age want with love, anyway?
Let me have a word with him. I'll just unplug him and pop yours back in.
No, please. Oh.
Mark, enough of this corking and uncorking, you fat, great walrus. I'll take you to a small claims court if I have so much as...
Yeah, no, but listen, your son just said he's dead sorry and he'll do as you say from now on, if you promise to let him marry who he wants.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right, fine, but Marianne's off the cards. Anyone but her.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so don't you dare put that...
Mr. Cleons, good news. Your dad's sorry. He just doesn't like you back-chatting and being generally annoying. He says do what you like so long as you give him due respect as your boss.
I don't care. He can boss away as long as he lets me be with Marianne.
Good-o! Yeah, it's okay, sir. Mr. Cleont agrees to what you say.
Does he?
Yeah, it's all fixed. The misunderstanding's cleared. Job done.
Oh.
Thank you, Jack. I mean, I don't love your methods, but we owe you.
Get your fat ass off my head. Now!
Oh, yes, of course, sir. What was that for, sir?
Putting your sock in my mouth, you oaf. Get out of here.
Thanks, Dad.
Huh? Oh, please. Please. Forget it.
It's really big of you.
Yeah, I know. See what a bit of respect gets you? Whatever you need, just ask.
Really, your blessing's enough.
What?
You giving Marianne and me your blessing?
You just promised to give her up.
I don't think so. Like, the complete opposite.
Jack said... Oh, that bloody tit brain.
Sorry, what? So you didn't?
No, Marianne's mine.
Oh, my God, she loves me.
No. You go near her and I'll disown you. You'll be cut off without a penny.
What's new?
I mean it. I'll cancel you. In fact, I'm going to write the letters of cancellation right now. Jack, Valère... Where's my pen?
Oh, bollocks.
Oi, mate, Cleont, I did it for us.
What? What? Are you covered in mud? Oh, you've ruined my trousers. Oh,
don't matter, I'll buy you more. 20 pairs in every shade of damask, shantung and slub.
Look, mate,
that my dad's case?
Yeah, and it's full of the sweet golden answer to all your problems.
Daddy's 100 grand. Wait, did you dig up my mum's grave?
Oh, it's all right. Buy her a new one. Buy her a whole tomb. Stick a pyramid on it. You're rich, mate. Come on, let's start spending.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, God. Wait. I don't think we should. No.
Hey, Hunter.
No, wait for me.
Murdered. They've cut my throat. They've stabbed out my heart. I've been defiled. My gold. Somebody do something. Jack! Valek! God! Where are you? Why hast thou forsaken me? Anyone? Oh, Christ! I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Who did it? Which one of you took it? Elise? Marianne? Did you all know about this? Hello? Where are you all? Come here, you feathery twat. What do you know?
La santé dans l'âme. La santé dans l'âme.
Oh, God. This is the worst day of my life. This is like a living death. I can't go on. Police! Police!
It's a rich man's world.
All right, calm down, sir.
Why do people always say that? When has saying calm down ever calmed anyone down?
I'm bereft. I'm broken. In hell. I want to die. He took my dearest, my rock, my boon companion.
The facts, sir. A description, at least, of the person.
I don't know. I didn't see. Just look for a subhuman scumbag carrying a case of gold.
No, sir. I mean a description of the person who's been taken.
No one's been taken. I wish they had, instead of my poor money. It only ever gave me comfort, joy and status. Asked for nothing in return. I've let my dearest gold down so badly.
Oh, I assumed it was a wife or child that was missing.
If only they'd have a fighting chance. My poor shiny coins can't help themselves. They must be so frightened.
How much money are we talking?
100,000.
Wow. OK. And you've no idea who stole it?
Anybody. Everybody. Find him. I don't care if you have to torture the whole household. My children. Everyone. Start with Jacques. I bet it was him. Jacques! 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 Jacques!
Did you call for me, sir?
Where the hell have you been?
Sir, you'll be pleased to hear I got me britches fixed. And it only cost half a crown, so hopefully I won't frighten any of your wedding guests.
Where did you get half a crown? I thought you were brassic.
My daughter's hair.
What daughter? Where?
The half-bald one over there.
Huh? Where's my gold, you fat bandit?
I don't know. Please, I'd never do anything to upset you, Mr. Harpagon, let alone rob you. I'd rather rob the milk from a baby's mouth. I'd rather rob the kidneys from my own mother.
Yes.
I'd rather rob the loincloth from the crucified Christ on the cross than...
Oh, yes, we get the gist. He clearly didn't do it.
Who did, then?
Do you have any idea, Mr. Jacques?
I wouldn't like to speculate. Valère. It was Valère.
What?
Yeah, Valère done it.
Did you see him hanging around where I put my money?
Yup, yes. Where was your money?
In the garden.
Exactly. Oh. I saw him hanging round in the garden carrying a what did you put your money in?
Suitcase.
Yes! Oh. He was holding a suitcase.
What did it look like?
It was smallish suitcase.
No, it was large.
I was far away, so maybe it looked small, but was actually large.
And what colour was it?
Blue, red?
No. Grey.
Reddish grey, exactly. Reddish grey.
Oh,
yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's my case. Valère. Let's get that oily little shit and make him confess by any means. Confess, you monster.
Is this about the creme brulee? Because, yes, I confess, I've never made...
Bloody bare-faced, brazen bastard. How could you? After all my kindness and generosity... Did you plan it all along? Is that why you wormed your way into my household?
Oh, OK. Oh, OK. Oh, you know. OK. Right, well, if you know everything, I suppose there's no point denying it. Wow! Oh! Gosh, this is actually quite a relief. I haven't loved pretending.
So you confess.
I shouldn't have gone behind your back, but there was never a right time to tell
you. How could you? How could you? You horrible criminal.
I don't think it's actually criminal.
It's worse than murder, what you've done. My poor heart is broken.
Oh, no.
Why would you do this to me? What possible motive could you have?
Love, obviously.
Love?
Yes. I mean, I know it may feel like the loss of your most precious treasure, but I swear I'll take such good care.
You won't. You bloody won't.
And just please know that it was all my idea. I'm to blame, and your daughter has done nothing wrong.
Of course she hasn't. Where's my treasure, you smarmy tit?
In the orangery, last I saw.
And you haven't interfered in any way, or tampered with the seal?
No! Oh, my God, no! I would never! Hmm. Not until our wedding night. And maybe not even then, if it's not the right time, or if it doesn't feel comfortable. I would never try to force my love.
What? What are you on about? Are you a pervert or something?
Am I? Is that wrong? I mean, sorry if it's TMI, but I've never... I'm not that experienced in that department. I'm a virgin. Myself, even though I lived among pirates for 16 years.
What is he on about?
I know people love cash, but I've never heard of anyone marrying it or trying to intercourse with it.
Sorry, what's everyone talking about here? Because I'm talking about my engagement to Miss Elise.
You're what? To the... What the F?
Oh, you dirty dog.
Arrest him. Arrest him and stove the little titsquit's head in. Is that why you smarmed your way into my life? To sniff around my daughter? What? Oh, my gold not good enough. You need to take my only other source of income? So help me God. I'm gonna smash you! Oh.
No, sir, I can't allow this. If anyone's gonna threaten
him... Out of my way, officer. Let me sit on him.
Where's my daughter? That bloody Elise! Elise! Elise!
Is anyone else really confused?
Looking so crazy, Ola.
You hussy, getting off with a thief, promising yourself to a villain. Game over. Loverboy's going to get life for burglary and you're getting hitched to Mr. Anselm.
Don't listen to him, Elise.
And when I say life, I mean after I've beaten him to death.
Oh, my God! Don't you even care that Valère saved my life when I fell in the river?
A decent daughter would have let herself drown rather than put me through this.
A decent father would at least consider his daughter's feelings.
Your feelings got you hooked up to the first bulgy britches you met.
Well, I've met loads of guys, actually.
What?
You're the only special one.
Mr. Arpagon, Mr. Anselm's here.
What?
Oh, the other guys.
No, I'm right. Not doing it. I will not marry him. I don't care what anyone says.
Everyone shut up! Shut up! Sit down! Act natural. Not a word.
Hello there. Mr. Arpagon. Ladies, gents. What a lovely orangery. I see you've bought a harpsichord. Hello, Miss Elise. A pleasure to meet you. Is everyone all right?
Oh, Mr. Anselm, I'm so put upon. This servant inveigled himself into my life to steal my money and seduce my daughter.
Valère's innocent, unless having a hot bod is a crime.
Zip it. See what I'm dealing with? A revolt, Mr. Anselm. You have every right to sue this upstart for bridal theft.
Okay, this is not quite what I expected.
Not that it matters, because Elise loves me for me. She's never cared about status or income.
I'm practically really poor.
But I'm actually due to inherit a fortune, which I'll probably give to charity, but still...
Likely story. Any chancer can buy a crest these days. Pretend they're descended from William the Conqueror.
No, actually, I come from a long line of nobles of Naples.
Naples? Just to warn you, I'm a noble from Naples, so your story'd better be watertight.
If you know Naples nobles, you'll know Don Niccolo di Nocciolata.
I do know him. I really know him.
Oh, my God, who cares? Don Niccolo, Don Johnson, let's stick to the point, which is this towrag's theft of my gold.
I want to hear what he has to say.
I'm Don Niccolo's son.
You're not.
I told you, he's a liar, a thief, and a player.
Don Niccolo died in a shipwreck 16 years ago, along with his wife and children.
Ha! Not ha! One of the children didn't die. The boy, who was 7 at the time, was fished out of the sea by pirates. Their scurvy captain took a shine to him, adopted him, and paid for a gentleman's education. I am that boy. Obviously. I heard that my real father was alive, and I was about to track him down when I met Elise. We fell in love. Hard.
I suppose you've got proof.
Not that I have to prove anything to you, but yes, I've got my father's ruby seal, my mum's agate bracelet, and a picture of my pet hamster Gino in a locket.
No! Oh, my God.
Are you all right, Marianne?
No. Yes. I don't know. I think your boyfriend's my brother. My mother and I, we were also saved from that wreck.
I'm sorry. What?
We were saved by a ship of Protestants sailing to their new colony. For 10 years they made us eat pumpkins, pray non-stop, and wear wool.
Awful, poor thing.
We managed to escape and return to Naples, but our house had been sold, and there was no news of Father. We thought Mummy's cousin in Paris might help us, but she died of the pox.
Oh, I can't believe it. I have been looking for you for so long. I'd given up. My children, my little babies.
Is this a wind-up?
I'm dead, Don Niccolo di Nocciolata.
Huh?
I didn't drown, and I managed to build myself back up with a small beaver import business under a new name for tax purposes, and I didn't dare hope that my family... All this time, I did try to find you, but I'd just given up. I can't believe I found you, my children.
Daddy!
Wait. Valère is your son.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, in that case, you're liable for the 100 grand he's nicked. Don't deny it. Jacques saw you.
Jacques? Why would you say that?
I don't know. No reason. Just did.
And that's good enough for me. And a court of law.
Yes, you'll have to come to the station with me.
No, he hasn't taken anything from anyone.
I know where your money is.
Huh?
OMG, where?
What's that? My own son, how could you give it to me?
You can have your money if you let me marry Marianne.
You bloody incubus. Where is it, cuckoo?
Somewhere safe. So, the choice is yours. Give up Marianne or give up your cash.
Is it all there?
Yes.
Cleon, I've got a brother and a father, and we're not poor. Mummy won't have to sell me off to your horrific, miserly father. No offence.
None taken. Oh, this is amazing. This is... Oh, my God. Oh, Marianne.
Yes, young man, do you mind if I just... No father wants to watch that.
Where's my bloody money?
Oh my God.
Well, I'm not paying for any of these marriages. I can tell you that much for nothing.
Ziff, we don't want anything from you.
I do. I want compensation for this massive waste of my police time.
What are you on about? You can arrest Jacques for perjury for a start.
You what?
And those beggars for loitering and performing without a permit.
Is there a Monsieur Appelgon hereabouts? A sexy rich young lady wants to make his acquaintance.
Frosine, why are you dressed as a tuppenny whore?
Who's Frosine? I am La Countess Cecile de Carcassonne.
It's fine, Frosine. Drop it.
Please, can we go and see Mother now?
Of course.
Can we stop at the bank first?
If you insist.
Money's too tight to mention.
The Miser by Molière was adapted for radio by Barunka O'Shaughnessy. Harpagon was played by Toby Jones, Elise by Holly Dempsey, Cleont, Francois Pandolfo, and Valère by Matthew Bainton. Her Flesh was played by Kieran Self. Frazine by Cecilia Noble. Marianne, Grace Cooper-Milton. Jacques, Don Gillot. Madame Simon, Jasmine Hyde. The Police Officer, Michael Begley. And Anselm, Neil McCall. Musical arrangements were by Joseph Atkins and performed by soprano Sarah Gabriel and harpsichordist William Vann. Sound design was by Nigel Lewis and the director was Emma Harding in a BBC Cymru Wales production for BBC Radio 3.
There are now dozens of plays, from Shakespeare to contemporary stage hits, all from Drama on 3, available on the BBC Sounds app.
With BBC Sounds, you can take Radio 3 with you wherever you go. Complete your morning with Georgia Man.
Only the best classical sounds to perk you up.
Step away for a break with Donald MacLeod.
Spend time with engaging stories of renowned composers.
And Radio 3's lunchtime concert.
Join us for live performances of intimate chamber music.
Then head home with Sean Rafferty.
Live tonight, we have the best seasonal sounds.
Listen live, whatever you're up to, on BBC Sounds.
It's 9 o'clock and time now on BBC Radio 3 for more from the best new recordings in classical music. Here's Hannah French.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where tonight Sandrine Pio has us all under her spell, thanks to the magic of Handel.